In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This week, the second major of the year heads to Quail Hollow in North Carolina.
I got the golf bug.
Okay, good.
I got the golf bug. I got, you know, membership and keeping track of my handicap. And
oh, you are a gin member
now.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty on this Tuesday afternoon. Boy, it's been a busy day. It has been very busy so far, and I don't know what else we can have thrown at us. The Portland Trail Blazers are officially for sale. We'll talk in 10 minutes from now with Brian Berger, Sports Business Radio, about the finances of it all, the fine print of lease agreements and whatnot as it pertains to Moda and how this transaction will look. He'll join us in about 10 minutes from now. We have the NBA draft lottery got crazy. We briefly touched on Jason Tatum's injury. The Warriors are dead.
Yeah, the Celtics are dead.
And then just now, how about this? Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are Hall of Fame eligible because Major League Baseball has lifted their lifetime bans.
Well, it was for life.
Both are dead. Both are dead.
I was a proponent of Pete getting in regardless before he died. Something I wanted to see.
But yeah.
At least they're doing the right thing in a sense, posthumously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can, outside of Damian Lillard, his trade? Have we ever spent an hour on one thing like we just did?
No. Because nothing really comes up that big for the Blazers.
No, I mean, this is massive.
Scoot, I think when Scoot got drafted, we broke all that down because of the way the draft broke.
Mm.
So maybe
it doesn't happen often.
Doesn't happen often. No. This is huge news. I mean, we talked about it at the onset of the show. Ownership has only changed hands two times in Blazers history.
And one of
them
was
Larry Weinberg to Paul Allen, and then from Paul Allen to his sister Jody after he died. It's only been sold once in 1988 for $70 million. That's a good deal that they got there.
Crap.
So this is massive for the organization and for the city of Portland. as a whole. I mean, this is monumental.
And later in the show, we can talk about like what it means for basketball.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that comes out of that, too.
Keep tweeting Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, let's gauge his interest on Portland. I know Danny's going to go full court press. You need to start photoshopping. No, I'm not going to do this.
Don't give me ideas.
Strike that from the record, Rust. Mm. Strike that from the record. I did not say that. Strike that from the record. Is it off the record?
Mm. Yeah, done.
Yeah. Also off the record. All right. Hey, I got big news for you.
Mm.
We've only got one group left in the afternoon round of the Fangolf Classic. Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fangolf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club Tuesday, June 24th, not July. Tuesday, June 24th. It's brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Window & Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Attorneys. We have a morning round and an afternoon round. There is one group left in the afternoon, and once that goes, you're only playing in the morning rounds, okay? Great deals. Smoking deals. You want to play in that morning round? Victorico's has got breakfast burritos for you in the morning round.
And that's worth it.
After that round is over, Matt's Barbecue is going to be there. Matt's Barbecue is going to be there for the afternoon round as well. You need to come out. You need to play some golf with us. It's the Fan Golf Classic. It's presented by your local Toyota dealers. Go to 1080thefan.com. Click on that link right there of the Fan Golf Classic logo. Come play golf with us. Hang out. And the next day, what's the next day, Danny Meringue?
Oh, that's right. It's the NBA draft.
The NBA draft is the next day.
So it's nice to know that I can have another 24-hour period on my schedule that I can book out that's going to be bat-ass crazy.
Yeah, Danny hungover for the NBA draft is going to be a thing.
That's going to be brutal.
That's going to be brutal
but
for you, dude.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Look, the golf tournament, if you haven't been out there, it is, even if you are a god-awful golfer, it is an absolute blast.
It is fun.
It is so, it's one of my favorite days of the year. Like, yeah. It genuinely is. I love just being out there from 6:30 in the morning until, you know, 7:30 at night. Just hanging out with everybody, having some drinks, playing some golf, BS, and just,
yeah.
It's a fantastic time.
All right. We don't have enough time to get to this NBA draft mm-hmm. lottery.
No.
And we will get to the NBA draft lottery. Yeah,
because there's so much.
Yeah. I mean.
What a cursed lottery. I'm not even talking about Portland.
Cursed.
Oh my God. The top three teams is, they're the only people happy in the country right now are those three teams. Everybody else is pissed.
The odds of the top three draft picks being Dallas, San Antonio, Philadelphia mm-hmm. in that order was 0.0114%.
Yeah.
0.0114%.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
It's what I mean. It's absolutely bonkers how this turned out this way.
But there was, what was it, a 60-some percent chance that the Blazers would be 10th or 11th?
Mm-hmm. 65, I think.
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. So there's so much that has been going on in the world of sports. And, I heard the Jackson Cantwell committed to University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He is the number one prospect in the country, number one offensive lineman. He was left tackle. He was down to Miami, Georgia, Oregon, and Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of Missouri. He long said that his favorite coach that he's come across was Dan Lanning because he's a Missouri guy just like him. Well, he picked Miami today.
Ching.
And boy, apparently he got the bag.
Miami bag still comes through.
Yeah, yeah. To the tune of escalating deals starting at like 2.5 million, which is crazy to think about. That's bananas. But that's the world of college football now, baby. That's a good offensive lineman, number one prospect in the country, going to the U. The U.
I kind of want the U to be back. You know, when you talk about like when sports are better, when a certain team, franchise, school, whatever is better, I like the dysfunction of the U.
Yeah.
It's my kind of dysfunction. Now, not the criminal stuff, but on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, on the field dysfunction.
On the field dysfunction and craziness. I'm a Raiders fan. Look, it's a straight line.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the business side of the Portland Trail Blazers sale. They are up for sale. They will be, ownership will be changing hands. The timeline for it is a little bit murky right now, and so are a lot of the details. Let's talk with Brian Berger of Sports Business Radio. You can find him on Twitter at sbradio.com. At SB Radio. He joins us next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Massive news here in Rip City as the Portland Trail Blazers announced that the team is on the market looking for new ownership. It'll be the only the fourth time ownership has changed hands, or to the fourth person, Larry Weinberg, Paul Allen, to Jody Allen, to insert new owner here.
Indeed.
The wheels are in motion. And to talk about this on the business side of things, we bring in the host of Sports Business Radio at SB Radio on Twitter, Brian Berger, joining us. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Look, this is a huge day in the city of Portland, and you not just being on the sports business side of things, but your unique relationship with the organization, too, having worked for the Blazers at one point. This is a massive, massive story here locally. But when you talk about ownership changing, fan bases get excited, but there's also a ton of apprehension in this. For Blazers fan, being from Portland and living here, how do you feel about the Blazers going on the market, something that was inevitable once Paul Allen died?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting day. I'll correct you on what you just said. Jody Allen is not the owner. She's the trustee. So when Paul Allen died, in his will, he wanted to have the Trailblazers and eventually the Seahawks sold so that the proceeds from those sales would benefit the Paul G. Allen Foundation that would fund his philanthropic interests, whether it's cancer research or space exploration, the music industry, so many of the things that he was passionate about. So she's been the trustee since he died 7 years ago, but it was in his will that this is what he wanted to have happen. It's actually taken a lot longer than I thought it would, 7 years, because Paul died in 2018. But here we are, and there's so many layers to this, because first of all, this is going to be an auction. So this isn't, you know, hey, we're having a Zillow open house and come look through the house and see what we have here. This is an auction. Allen and Company will run the auction. That means a lot of different things. Number one, it means that the owner's probably going to come from outside of Oregon. Number two, auctions usually drive up a higher price. So I would expect this could land anywhere in the $4 billion to $4.5 billion range. And for reference, the Celtics just sold for $6.1 billion. The other thing that's changed here is when Paul Allen bought the team in 1988, you know, you saw the days of the singular owner. Mm-hmm. And now those days have changed. Now, because these franchises are so expensive, it's typically an ownership group that buys into this. But the main owner, the controlling owner, has to have at least 15% of the team. So when you go sit at the board of governors meetings with all the other NBA owners, you have to have at least 15% of the ownership. And the league will only recognize one owner. So you could have 20 people as part of the ownership group, only one gets to be the board of governor and the controlling owner of the team. I know that's a lot to digest, but there's just a lot of layers to this.
Brian, when you look at where this is at right now and kind of the timeline for not only the sale, but when you look at the timeline of kind of what's going on, not only in sports, but going on locally, what do you kind of make of where this thing is going to go? And based off of expansion in the NBA that's coming very soon and the sale of the Celtics, how much of that do you think kind of fed into the Blazers hitting the market now?
Yeah, I think Jody Allen and Bert Cold have actually timed this pretty perfectly. So the Celtics just sold. You've got two potential expansion franchises coming, which will go for more than what the Blazers will likely sell. So if you're someone who wants to own an NBA team, this is it. The Blazers are your best chance, because we don't know of any other teams that may be sold in the future as far as the NBA goes. So I think that will drive up the price too. But I think, you know, like I said, you just saw the Washington Commanders sold. You've seen the Boston Celtics sold. You can't get an NHL team now for less than $1 billion. So these franchise values continue to go up. And I think the other thing that's interesting to point out about Portland is you've got this agreement between the city of Portland and the Trailblazers. And it's a very short-term agreement. It makes the Blazers very portable. And that's good and bad. The bad is if you have an out-of-town buyer and they want to move the team, they've got a decent shot at doing it. The good news is, if I'm a new owner of the Blazers, I want to negotiate my own arena lease, or better yet, I want to build a new arena, because the Rose Garden / Moda Center is 30 years old. I want a new, more modern arena. So there's a lot of flexibility around what I can do as the new owner.
Brian, kind of following up on that, the lease that you're talking about is the bridge lease, obviously, that they just signed. Was that in the fall, I believe, that they got that officially done, the 5-year bridge lease they're hoping to open up for potential renegotiations, as it were, whether it be building a new building or new ownership? Do you look at what kind of came out of Salem just a month ago and the jock tax and the Blazers looking at that and going, if we're going to sell this team, we need to make sure we get ahead of any potential ownership group that might try to bring in Major League Baseball? Because if you're a new owner and you want to come in and you want to build a new stadium, you're going to want to have basically first bite at the apple, as it were, of any potential additional funds that can be made available for a new ownership group?
Maybe. I don't think that plays a huge part in this. I think, again, you're talking about a team that's going to cost probably around $4 billion. If you have that kind of money, you also know that you want to build a new arena. Ideally, you want to have real estate around the arena that you can develop. I don't think you're coming in saying, wow, I just spent all my money on the team, and I'm hoping that the state or city kicks in money to help fund this. I think someone's going to come in and they're going to have the money. They're going to have a clear vision as to what they want to do. And I also think, as a side note, I've said this many times on local radio and then on my own show, I don't think Major League Baseball is coming to Portland in my lifetime, and I could give you 3 hours as to why. So I don't think a prospective Blazers owner is factoring in anything with Major League Baseball into purchasing the NBA team here in Portland.
You mentioned something that's really interesting, Brian, as we're talking with Brian Berger, SB Radio, Sports Business Radio, at SB Radio on Twitter. You mentioned this will be an auction, and this is kind of a two-pronged question here, is that, one, the auction will be going to the highest bidder, and obviously, how does that change, or does it, any of the vetting that owners have to go through in the purchasing of an NBA team? Because you have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to be an NBA owner, and it's vetted by the league through and through.
Yeah, it is vetted by the league through and through. So, there's really two vetters here. One is the league, and the other is going to be Allen and Company. It's really not a lot different than if we went to a high-priced auction and we were sitting in the auction. Before we put down our credit card, so to speak, they want to make sure that we have the funding. We're not bidding on something that we can't pay for. So you've got the league, who wants to make sure this is approved by the Board of Governors, the other teams. And you've got Allen and Company, who's going to make sure you've got all your funding. There's other layers of vetting, too. They want to do background checks on the owners and make sure there's nothing, that could come up that would cause embarrassment to the league or any of the brands around the league. So it's a pretty thorough process. That's why there's no surprises here. There's not going to be someone, this isn't eBay where you get online and some person who's never been vetted is going to go, oh my gosh, we have a surprise owner of the Blazers now because they had the highest bid. This is a pretty controlled process.
You've mentioned Allen and Company here a couple times, and I think some people will probably make a connection there that's not there. Allen and Company is not tied to the Allen estate, to Jody Allen, Paul Allen, anything along those lines.
No, it's a bank. It's a global bank. They do these types of transactions pretty frequently, so they've got experience doing this. The other thing that's interesting that's been reported previously is, from everyone I've spoken to, Jody Allen as the trustee and Bert Cold as, a former colleague of Paul Allen's, they have incentives, let's say, to make sure that the Blazers sell for the highest price possible. So there's another reason, another group that wants the Blazers to sell for the highest price possible. Obviously, the other reason is you want to put as much money into the Paul G. Allen Foundation as possible to fund his philanthropic efforts that he was passionate about.
Now, I've seen you've had a couple of tweets about that, about this, in that Phil Knight was rumored to have submitted an offer, and it was widely reported that he tried to make a move. He and Alan Smolinski, an investor and real estate mogul down in L.A., a couple of years ago, they went all in. Now, that was rebuffed by the Allen estate and the Allen Trust. Is that a potential, though, that he could get back into this as long as he's the highest bidder?
I would be very surprised. I have not spoken with Phil Knight. I have spoken with others who are in the Phil Knight stratosphere, and I would be very surprised if at 87 years old, Phil Knight got back into this. I think there's a variety of reasons, some of which you just mentioned. But I just don't think the only way I could see him getting involved is if he found out that the Blazers were being purchased by out-of-towners who really had their eyes focused on moving the team from Oregon. Maybe he gets involved to try and keep them here. But other than that, I think he's 87. He's given so much charity at a number of different places. I just don't think that he's going to get involved at this point. 7 years ago, yeah, he could have gotten involved, but now I don't see it.
I know you've had him on your show. We need to get this going. We're starting the grassroots movement. We think that maybe the Luka trade pissed off Mark Cuban enough, right? Can you get the wheels in motion too? Maybe we get Mark Cuban to start bidding on this? Get Mark Cuban to Portland?
I highly doubt it.
First,
Mark still has a piece of the Mavericks. It's a small piece, but he still has a piece of the Mavericks. He was over the moon last night with them getting Cooper Flagg online and in interviews I saw. I don't think he's going to come to Portland, and that's kind of the elephant in the room too, right? It's no secret that downtown Portland has gone through some tough times in the last 5 years. So, you know, if you're an out-of-town owner, does that play any kind of factor into, I need to come to Portland, I really need to vet the city, make sure city leadership is behind this, make sure that, you know, if I'm going to make this kind of an investment, and especially if I'm going to build a new arena and have development of real estate around the arena, I want to make sure that, you know, everything is headed in the right direction. So that will be interesting to watch as well.
Brian, we appreciate the time and you taking a few minutes for us here, and really appreciate it. Brian Berger, SB Radio on Twitter, Sports Business Radio. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Look, there's a lot of interesting things in there. Some of them are, look, the expansion aspect of it is a big one in that.
And he hinted at the potential motivation for both Jody and Bert. And what's unknown in that contract language, in that estate language, is whether or not those guys get a percentage of the sale. I've heard it both ways, not percentage of just the sale, but a percentage of the expansion fees, because that money goes to, so when a expansion franchise happens in a team in Seattle and Vegas, say it's $12 billion, that $12 billion gets split up among the 30 other owners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unclear whether or not that money it would go into the trust, or whether or not Jody and Bert would get a cut of that. But also, it very much does sound like that they would also get a bonus, as it were, for the sale of the team.
Okay. The other one is something that we talked about at the onset of the show, which is expansion looming in coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
It would negate a lot of the anxiety and nervousness about an owner coming in and wanting to say, hey, we're going to move the team out of town. Because the two markets that are kind of the last ones standing are Vegas and Seattle, without basketball and without the NBA. You mentioned San Diego.
And
NBA
Baltimore
has been there and left. Baltimore has been there and left.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore also has the Wizards right there.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA is not in the business of moving teams. They do not want it to happen, do not like it to happen. And it would be very hard to see that happening. But at the same time, if somebody comes in and comes over the top and they spend that kind of money, the NBA knows, they go, oh, well, who are we to tell them what to do with their money? I would be surprised, though, if that were to happen, just based on what Adam Silver has said before.
Yeah.
But that can also change, because guess who he works for? Whoever buys that team.
The owners. All right, coming up next on The Worst Day on the Web, it's another version of Man vs. Animal. And yes, shockingly, Man lost again. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
A little palate cleanser from the world of sports, because every time I see a story like this, I'm like, ah, Darwin, no matter what century you're in, the awards stack up.
Only the strongest survive.
Officials in South Carolina are investigating the death of a man who was believed to have been killed while fighting a kangaroo.
In South Carolina?
Mm-hmm. At a petting zoo.
Oh, all right.
Not a wild kangaroo in South Carolina.
All right. What was his blood alcohol content?
That is not stated here, but apparently
they should check that for the investigation.
The owner of the establishment, the Five Star Farm, his brother Robert Slate.
Don't think they're getting five stars from that guy's family.
And he liked to get in the enclosure and roughhouse with the kangaroos and wallabies, particularly one named Jack. He suffered blunt force injuries.
Kangaroo Jack killed this guy?
I mean, come on. Come on.
All right.
This is from Newsweek. They said that the animal has not been euthanized, and inspectors would visit the farm this week to look at the enclosure and assess the conditions at the zoo.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't euthanize Kangaroo Jack.
You got into his house.
It was mutual combat. It's mutual combat
point. Like, I mean, he's saying, kangaroo stands up, he's letting you know.
If he's trying to rough him up and he's trying to get at him, you know. You gotta be ready for it, man.
If the video of the guy in Australia fighting the kangaroo over his dog came out today, I would tell you it's AI. For anybody who's never seen it, it looks like a hunting group in Australia, and a wild kangaroo gets a hold of this guy's hunting dog. And if you guys don't know, number one, how big kangaroos are, they're massive. Number two, they're jacked. Number three, they have enormous claws.
He's a big ass boy.
Yes. And in the video, the kangaroo has got a hold of the dog and kind of pinning it down, and it bows up like it's ready to fight, and the dude cold cocks the kangaroo in the face.
That's very rude.
And it looks like a commercial. It's so unreal, because the kangaroo is stunned. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, he rocks the kangaroo.
He just says, no, no.
And he just kind of slowly lets go of the dog, and the guy kind of pulls the dog away, and it kind of bows up to him. And I'm like, this feels like a commercial for some, like, Foster's. Like, if you just cut right at the end of that and said Foster's, Australian for beer.
Australian for beer.
I would have been like,
yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. But it was real. I think this guy basically tried to mimic it. And yeah, dog, the punching power of a kangaroo is nasty. Yeah, yeah. You're going to get, like, I don't know if you
noticed.
Well,
they got big. They get their hind paws.
Hind quarters. Yeah.
Ha. They'll get you.
Not only that, they jump for a living.
Yeah. But you know what? They can't go backwards. Mm. So you just got to, you got to circle them. You got to circle the beast. Circle the beast. Circle the beast.
And normally you got to get in, get out.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
Yeah.
Because they load up on that big tail that is just a giant muscle.
Yeah. You get, look, fighting a kangaroo, you got to have some strategery there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy dying at the hands of a kangaroo.
52 years old. Too old to be fighting a kangaroo.
Yeah. You can't go in.
That's a young man's game.
This was at night.
And it doesn't say. I mean, it just says it was at a petting zoo. I would imagine it's during the day.
Golly. If it was at the petting zoo, were there, like, kids around?
Probably.
This dude just goes in. It's like, you guys want to see something cool? And all right.
The man died of multiple blunt force traumas.
I imagine South Carolina, this guy sounds like Xavier Leggett.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm a farmer, Fran.
Even in
deal
the big cities
here.
In South Carolina, you're not understanding a lot of what they're saying.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the petting zoo featuring kangaroos is not in a big city in South Carolina. I bet it is a very small. Do we have any Xavier Leggett rust in the system? I know we had some drops at some point, but that man, this is exactly how I feel like he would sound, is just like Xavier Leggett.
I'm pulling up Five Star Farms in South Carolina. Yeah, it's in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Oh, that'll be great, man.
That'll be great, man.
It looks like it's probably an hour and a half, 2 hours from Myrtle Beach.
All right, yeah.
Further inland.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, I do not feel bad for this man. Don't fight a kangaroo. Don't roughhouse the kangaroos. You never know.
In the
nature's undefeated, bro.
The grand scheme of animals you want to fight, that's seriously low on my list. Like, I don't want to fight a kangaroo. It's too much muscle.
Yeah.
When you start talking about, like, the punch pressure or the bite pressure, and it jumps up into the thousands, I'm like, nah, man, I'm good.
I had a buddy who studied in Australia. And he was saying, first of all, everything will kill you there. But he was on a hike one time, and he got chased by some kangaroos. Like, and he was like, I was touch and go there. I did not feel like it was going to go well for me. And he said, thankfully, the kangaroos just kind of gave up their chase. They were just chasing him off of something. But he said, most of the time, they do not bother you. They kind of just keep to themselves. But if you get them in at the wrong time, they'll come at you like a spider monkey, Chip. And they started charging, and he was just like, I was just glad I wasn't the slowest one. Nobody died in that encounter.
Good.
But Australia's scary.
Everything in there kills you.
Everything.
The fish, the bugs, the animals, even the cute cuddly ones that carry their young in a little pouch.
The most venomous snakes in the world.
Hell, the koalas have STDs.
Yeah, they do. They do.
At like a crazy rate.
Yeah.
Syphilis?
Mm.
Hepatitis.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
I think.
There it is. Not hepatitis. Hepatitis isn't a STD.
I think.
Or is it? I don't know.
I think that's it. It's armadillos have leprosy.
Yeah.
Cheetahs have herpes. Koalas have chlamydia.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm probably missing some.
There's
here.
Probably some animals out there that are carriers.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. You think about a koala. It's like, how do you carry an STD as slow as you move? How are you getting busy around like that?
Well, you don't. Dude, it's not about speed, man. Mm-hmm. It's not about speed.
It's the motion of the ocean.
They're not sloths.
Gotta take your time.
But I mean, they are slow, though. Koala's not out there booking it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, here we go. Ooh, dang.
Got a long list?
Yeah, I just going. STIs among animals.
Mm.
Rabbits have HIV-like viruses.
Oh, God.
Yeah, syphilis in rabbits, HIV in chimps and gorillas. Boy, there's a lot here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Man's best friend. That's why we love dogs.
No, I don't know what they carry. But yeah, this is actually a very long list.
I don't
and
like that.
I am not. Yeah, it is chlamydia and koala bears.
I would imagine most of them probably are in Australia or the South Saharan Africa.
Venereal tumors in Tasmanian devils.
There you go. Tasmania. Not Australia, but close enough.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Not good, dude.
Hard pass.
Ooh. Herpes can be found in elephants, reptiles, oysters, and rabbits.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't like oysters.
Yeah, there's a lot. Golly, this list is very long with the animals.
Mm.
Hyenas, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And cheetahs. All right.
And cheetahs, fast. See? Both sides of the spectrum.
See, that's why it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't discriminate.
Speed. No. Mm-mm.
Speed doesn't matter.
That's right.
Did you hear that?
That's right.
All right. Coming up next, we do have some major sports news as well that we hit on just a little bit. Major League Baseball has made a move that is unprecedented.
It's big.
And Rob Manfred's letter pulling Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose off the ineligible list for the Hall of Fame. We'll get to that next here on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. In a day of monumental news, this one would be massive, but my God, with what's going on in the world of sports, it's not a footnote, but it's not as big as it would be locally. Major League Baseball has lifted lifetime bans for Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose. In a letter sent January 8th from Commissioner Rob Manfred, and I think this is pretty telling just how big of a deal it is. It's hard to conceive of a penalty that is more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime but no reprieve. Therefore, I have concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list.
Well, good, because he was banned for his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean, in my mind, that he should not be in a museum telling the story of baseball, because you cannot tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose.
It's one of the greatest players of all time.
You cannot tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds.
Nope.
You can't tell it without Roger Clemens, even. Curt Schilling. Those guys are not banned.
No.
But
they're shunned.
They are shunned and assumed banned by the voters.
Mm-hmm.
But for Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, they wronged the game. And that's okay to have that in the Hall of Fame. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you do have a mention of, hey, by the way, they both had to be put in this hall after they died, mm-hmm, because they wronged the sport. And they ultimately turned their back on all of baseball by their actions, and now that they are dead and gone, they will be acknowledged for what they did for the history of the game, but they were never alive to see it happen.
So Rose and Jackson are not the only players that will be removed from this list. A total of 16 deceased players and one deceased owner from MLB's ban list. It also includes a number of players from Shoeless Joe Jackson's teammates that were all wrapped up in the Black Sox scandal.
Who's the owner? Did they ban Marge Schott? Is that who the owner was?
I'm scrolling through and I've been trying to find it, but I cannot find it because most of it is focused on Pete Rose. And the person who had the story is Don Van Atta at ESPN. He's the one who broke this. I cannot find anything about owner. It's almost exclusively about Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well,
so I was probably in the minority of this. I wanted Pete Rose to be in the Hall of Fame while he was still alive, and I understand why people didn't, but what he did not impact his career in the sense of his production. And he has always said that he only bet on himself, on his team to win.
Well,
see. But, I mean, Pete Rose is arguably one of the 10 best players to ever play the game.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the best hitter of all time.
Yeah.
William Cox, Phillies owner, banned and forced to sell the team in 1943 for betting on baseball. Well, who's still banned? Is anybody banned now?
I can't find anybody else that is, but again, the article is mostly about Rose. And what was kind of brought up in there. We've already had some texts in. They're like, well, Pete Rose was a terrible person. Brother, go down the list of the Hall of Fame, not just in baseball, but every sport.
Let me tell you about Ty Cobb.
Or how about Ray Lewis in the NFL?
Yeah.
Or O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, very bad person.
There's a lot of, like, if you limited the Hall of Fames based on character, those lists would be a lot smaller. Lawrence Taylor, not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, a lot of those old-timey guys.
Terrible people.
Probably racist.
Yeah.
You know, a lot. And I'm not saying all of them. Not saying all of them.
Not all of them were standing there arm in arm with Jackie Robinson.
No. No, they weren't. So there are people that are not good people. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe were punished and severely punished.
Yes.
Getting them in, it's okay to have them in now.
But here's the thing. It's no guarantee. They're just now up for eligibility.
I'll tell you what.
Because there's no way they're going to do it the first year. They're going to make it wait even beyond that.
I mean, come on. Because baseball writers,
they're so pretentious.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I'm glad they're back in. That's good.
No, it is.
That's good that the story of baseball will start being more complete.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we have more breaking news, and it's more earth-shattering news for the NBA. We know what the diagnosis is now for Jason Tatum, and we'll get to that next here. Coming up on Danny Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.